The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara, Baba Metzia, Daf Tzaditet. Today's Daf is being studied in Rishvat of Ramban Esther. Hashem, Tenehan, Begin Eden. And then we begin today's Daf at the Mishnah on Tzadichet. Hashu El Et Apara. A guy's borrowing a cow. Okay, we've had this case already. V'shalcha lo biyad beno biyad avdo biyad shiluho. Okay, the mashil, the guy that's lending it out, sent the animal to the borrower via his son. The borrower's, not the borrower, the guy that's lending it, the lender sent it through his son, through his servant, or through his messenger. He delivered it to the borrower. Or the borrower picked it up via his son, via his eved, via his shaliyah. And we're discussing it's being delivered. The animal's being delivered. It did not yet get to the hands of the shoel yet. Either it's being sent by a shaliyah from the mash'il, or it's being picked up by a shaliyah from the shoel. In all these cases, umeta patur. Okay, patur, meaning, didn't get to me yet. Now you're going to ask me, what do you mean, shaliyah? He sent the shaliyah to go pick it up. Shaliyah's a shaliyah. Once the shaliyah gets hold of it, so then the shaliyah should be hayam. I understand on the other side, on the case where the mash'il is sending it through a shaliyah, I didn't get it yet. But if I sent my shaliyah, I'm the borrower, to go pick it up, why should it be patur? So we have a rule, shaliyah shel adam kimoto. So if it died on the way, the shoel should be hayav in that case. Rashi, first wide line. Obiyad ben obiyad avdo obiyad shlocho shel shoel umet apatur. Im meta baderech. If it died on the road, v'digi baraba v'rev chazda v'gozik v'aratz baba kama subject. Rev chazda metaretz la lehai. Rev chazda is going to learn the case over here. Lehai shlocho de shoel de matnitin b'schiro v'lekito shedar bebeto. The guy that went to pick it up, it really wasn't an official shaliyah. It was one of his workers that works in his house, who lives by him, happened to go and pick it up. Aval en edim shu shiluho. But he didn't actually designate him a shaliyah with witnesses. Di ika edim havi shaliyah b'chayav shuel be'onsin mishemaslu lo. So that's one way of answering. When it says shaliyah over here, it's not an official shaliyah. It just happened to be a guy that's close to him, that went there. He knew the guy wanted to borrow the item. He went on his own. So you call it a shaliyah because he's close to the guy. That was the guy. The guy, no, leave this. The son also went on his own. That's another problem. The son went to pick it up. He didn't appoint him officially as a shaliyah. So therefore I can say he picked it up on his own. Okay, no problem. Wow. Even Rabbah says, even if you appointed him as a regular shaliyah, go pick up the item, two witnesses. This is my shaliyah to go pick up the item. Lav shaliyah hu detayev al yado be'onsin. Wow. Which means I made a mishnah to pick it up, but not to the extent where I want to be liable until it comes to my head. You can make a partial, shiliyahut. Shiliyahut to pick it up, but until I get it, I'm not going to be chayav be'onsin. Da'aki kamale. Inish mehem nahu. All I'm saying I trust this guy. This guy over here is a trustworthy guy. If you want to send it to this guy, I have no problem. Send it with this guy. He's honest. That's what I'm testifying. But I'm not saying I don't want to be liable if something happens on the road. So there's two ways of learning the case of shaliyah. Either shaliyah wasn't shaliyah bechlal, or you say, no, he was official shaliyah with limited liability, not to get to his hands. Okay, comes again, Mishnah continues. Amar lo ha-shoel. Okay, now we get the other case. We're going to be hayav. The shoel borrowed it already. Well, he wants to borrow it. So he says like this. Shilha li biyad bini, biyad abdi, biyad shiluhi. He beferush tells him, I want you to send the item through these people. Through my son, through my eved, through my shaliyah. O biyad bincha, biyad avdecha, biyad shluchacha. Or send it, Mamashi appoints him. I want you to send it via one of your people. Your son, your eved, your shaliyah. O shamalu hamashil. Or the reverse. The Mashil says, "Hareni mishalecha lecha biyad bini biyad avdi biyad shiluchi o biyad bincha biyad avdecha biyad shluchacha." The Amara says, "Shelach, v'shelcha umeta hayav." In the case where the Mashir says, I'm going to send it with my son, or this, or my Eved, or my Shaliyah, or your son, your Shaliyah, your Eved, and the guy says to Shaliyah, yes, send it. When he says send it, then already accepts responsibility. Therefore, it's going to be Hayab. In this case of it, where he comes on Befirush and says, send it through that guy, then already it's light. The Gemara is going to say he's accepting upon himself a responsibility. It's light. The Gemara is going to say a case or similar. If I tell you, take this money that you have, throw it in the ocean, I guarantee I'm going to take care of it. I'll pay you back. Throw it in the ocean, I'll pay you back. Now, that, even though we didn't make any kinyan, I just said it, words are nothing usually, but there's a law called Arif. I'm able to verbally commit myself, mishabed myself as like a guarantor. I tell you to do something crazy like that. Go throw your money in the water, I'll take care of it. When you throw the money in the water, already I'm hayab now, because I became like a guarantor to that item. Similarly over here, even without a kinyan, I come and tell you, send it through the Eved. So the Eved now is going, maybe he's not even protected. Maybe he's going, who knows what the Eved is going to do with it over there. It's like telling the guy, throw your item in the water. Send it through the Eved, and don't worry about it. I like that. So that's like saying, throw the money in the water, and I'll take care of it. We're going to see now in the Gemara, that's like an Arev, that's like he takes responsibility, and therefore he's Mishabed himself, and therefore he's going to be Hayav in Onsim. Look at Rashi. Our Gemara's conclusion, Vechem b'sh'at shemahzira. This law applies also on the return. What does it mean on the return? When now the Shoel is returning, and the Mash'il says, send it back through your Eved, your son, your Shaliach, then the Mash'il, it's like he got it back, because he's telling him to send it. It's like he's saying, I don't care what happens with the responsibility is on me, which is the reverse. It's going to happen as well. Look at Rashi in the bottom. V'chem b'sh'at shemahzira. Im shalach ha-shoel b'yad beno v'abdo v'shlucho or b'yad abdo v'shlucho shel mashil lo yatz'a m'rishuto shel shoel, doesn't leave the possession of the shoel ad shetavo liyad the mashil. Good. That's the first case. Which means if he just sends it with a shaliyah, it's still in the shoel's possession until it gets to the mashil, because they didn't speak it out or anything. V'im meta b'derech hayav. Amar lo ha-mashil. But if the mashil clearly said, shirchali, or shomel lo ha-shoel, harini mishalichani, he says, yes, send it. Amar ha-mashil shalach, shalach meta ha-patur. Good, so the same thing is, whatever we said on the actual, the beginning of it, applies to the return as well. Now the Gemara begins its analysis. Oh, biyad avdo hayav? Yad Eved ki Yad Rabbo. A simple question. Tap Rashi. Bitmiha ketani. Amar le ha-shoel, the shoel said, Shilhali biyad avdecha. Now here we're talking about Eved Kena'ani. He tells him, send it with your Eved Kena'ani. He's making him like I'm responsible. Send it with the Shliya. He's telling him to do it. Vishilhalo. Hayav ha-shoel be'unse baderech. Vare lo yatzat m'reshut mash'il. It never left the reshut of the mashil. Why? The yad eved ki yad rabo, v'harehu ki ilu olicha lohu, which means an eved kenani is like the property of the owner. Whatever's in the eved's hands is in the owner's hands, and therefore, even if the shoel says send it through your eved, so what? It's like the mashil is bringing it. Imagine the mashil is bringing it. When the mashil is bringing it, and something happens to it, it's the Mashiach's problem. It's that I have an order of the Mashiach's holding it. So the Eved also. How could you tell me a case where the Shoel, that was the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the Shoel tells the owner. Shoel tells the Mashiach, send it through your Eved. Oh, he told him, send it. The second the Eved takes it and walks out, something happens, the Shoel's Hayab. Why Shoel Hayab? It never left the owner yet. Yad Eved, Kiyad, Kiyad Rabbo. So the Gemara answers, easy answer. Amar Shmuel, be'Eved Devri, te'lo kari le'gufeh. Okay, you know what? It wasn't Eved Kenani, it was Eved Devri. Eved Devri, he doesn't own the goof of the Eved. The Eved, therefore, what that was talking about in this Mishnah is Eved Devri. Therefore, once it goes into Eved Devri's hands, his hand is not like the owner's hands. Therefore, and the Shoel told him, send it to the Eved Devri. Once it gets to the Eved of these hands, it's like by the Shoel, and therefore it's Hayav Be'onsin. Very easy answer. Eved, Evri. Gemara gives another answer in the name of Rav. Rav Amar Afilu Tema Be'Eved Kena'ani. Na'aseh Ke'omer Le
It's like he tells him, Hikisha b'makel v'hitavo.
Wow. It's like he told him, hit him with a stick and he will come.
On the behalf.
Which means, the Shu'el says, send him with a... He's not telling him anything, he's just saying, send him with your Eved. But it's as if he tells him, take the Eved, beat him up, hit him on the head, kick him out of your house, I want this item by me. Hit him, beat him up, send him out, and by you doing that, I'm accepting upon myself responsibility for the item. Look at the way that she explains. Na'asikim, he didn't say it, by the way, it's like he said it. Na'asikim omer ikisha b'makel, hit him with the stick, hit the Eved with the stick, v'itavo, aharai. Hilkach mishiyatztam mechatzero shel ba'alim, once he leaves the chatzer of the ba'alim, ben belo shomer ben ayede shomer. I don't care if there's a shomer watching him to protect the item, or even if there's not a shomer to protect the item.
No animal,
you're hitting the guy. The Eved is hitting, the Ador is like, it's like he's hitting the Eved. Get out of here. He's going and saying to the Eved, go! Al yedeshtumer amdab birshut shoel, deshi'abed nafshe meshetetse mirshuto. Which means, once he goes out of the neshut of the mashil, the shoel is meshe'abed himself, subjugates himself to mehayev himself, on the unseen of this item. Vareh kisha b'makel, ad asher yatzta mebeto. And by the way, hit him! He hit the Eved till he got out of the house. Listen to the way they're explaining it. The Ritba over explains how this is working. The Ritba says, there's no kinyan taking place over here. All I told you is, send it with your Eved. And all of a sudden, the Eved, who's really Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo, all of a sudden you say, no, I'm Hayav in Onsin. How does that create? So he says it's Hayav Midin Arev, which I was telling you earlier. Arev is a guarantor. What is the din of Arev? I'm going to read it to you now. Hadacha Adam motzi mamon al semech debarav shel Adam acher she'amar lo la'asot ken. I come and tell you, give money to that guy as a gift and I'll take care of you. When you give the money, that causes me a shabu to pay you. Okay? Because you listen to me. I told you, give that money to that guy, I'm going to take care of you. Once you pay that money, I have an obligation, midin arev, as a guarantor, to make good on that. Uchderek shemasinu b'halva'a. Similar thing. Lend money to that guy, and I'll be a guarantor. That's a regular din. If you lend money, I'll be the guarantor. That's chayav. Now, v'chen adin, zorok mane leyam. Throw the money in the river. V'ashalem necha. Also, if he listened to me, I'm mishabed myself as well. Now, Rav over here is saying two hadushim. Applying that logic of Arev, he's applying, say, two hadushim. Number one, bederech klal, an Arev is not hayav until he says, v'et hayev lecha. Throw it in the water and I'm hayav. Here, he didn't say that. He just said, send it with Ya'evet. He didn't say, and if something happens on the road, on it, I'm going to be hayav. Here he's saying it's just like an automatic. Aval kanu mitchayev ba'amirat ekisha bilvad. Here all he said is, hit him, meaning send him out, and that's already, just the word ekisha, hit him, send him out, that's already considered because he wants to benefit from the item. So that's already considered shabud. Number two, even though over here, he's not telling him to do something that's going to lose the animal. Meaning, in the other case, give the guy matana. Hey, you're losing money, giving money. So I'm hayev. Throw it in the water. Here, when the eved is walking out, the animal is still protected, basically, until it comes to me. So therefore, maybe I'm not mishabed myself, only on a case where I'm telling you to lose the money. I'm hayev myself. But here, the animal is really protected till it gets to me. Maybe I can argue and say, I don't mekabel acharut till I actually get it. So the second,
He's
watching it. He's holding onto it as he's walking. Like you don't throw it in the water. When I tell you to throw it in the water and you listen to me, I cause you lost that money. I'm hayav now, I'm going to pay you. Here I could argue, what am I telling you to do? What's the loss? The Eber's holding it. So maybe as long as the Eber's holding it, it's yours till I get it. Kamash Manan, when he tells him,
send it
out. Hit him and send them out. And he does it. The hayuv is on me now to pay.
It's as if,
right? Zippy said, and I'm hayav. Okay. He's saying over here. I see it over here. Hikisha, hikata para. Okay. Hit the cow. I don't know why I said the Eved, but the cow. Okay, I got it. I got it. No, you don't make, I know. Hikisha tapara bimakil. Okay. Vihitavo elai me'atzma. But the reason why I said the Eved, because it's really not so. Which means, normally when you hit the cow, and it comes by itself, that would be like throwing it in the ocean. Because who says the cow's going to come to me? You hit the cow, and now the cow's coming to me. Here it's so different, because here, you hit the cow, and the Eved's walking with it. That's the second Hadush. Understand? Say better now. Which means, he told the guy, hit the cow, and it'll come to me. Two things are different over here. He didn't say, hit the cow, and it'll come to me, and I'm hayav. It's like all he just said, throw the money in the ocean. Normally you say, throw the money in the ocean, I'm not hayav. Secondly, over here, hit the cow and it'll come to me. Yeah, how's it coming to me? Because I've been watching him. Maybe I'm not hayav in that case. Sir. Still, even though it's Eber that's bringing him, so therefore he's going to be hayav. That's Hadush over here, okay? That's not stating. Kisha b'makil. Very good. Comes Gemara and says, Meti, we have a she'er on this. Hashoel a para, guy borrows a para, v'shalhalo biyad beno biyad shiluho hayad biyad avdo patur. Clearly, we have a bright that it says if you send it al yedere eved patur. Now, tishlama l'shmuel. Shmuel, I'm good. I can answer this. Matnitin be'eved avri, brighta be'eved kanani. Very easy to answer the Mishnah and the brighta. Eved kanani. I'm going to say that's the Braita. And therefore, Yad Eved, Ki Yad Rabo, therefore it never left the Mash'il. And the Mishnah, for whatever the V'ri, no problem. Once he goes out, he's going to be, it's considered by the Shoel. However, Ela Lirav, Kasha. But according to Rav, you have a Kasha. Because according to Rav, even Eved Kenani, it's like he told them, Hikisha, it's like he told them, hit him and let him come to me. And it's Hayav, even my Eved Kenani, how could you answer the Braita? Why is the Braita say Patur? When you're going with that Sevrat, Hikisha, Ubam Atzmo, why should be Patur? Amalecha Rav, Lo Tema Naase Ke Omer Le, Ela Ema Be Amar Le, Hikisha Be Makel, Vehitavo. Oh, so now he's really answering, which means, in the first answer we thought, it's like he said it. Now Rav said, no. He has to actually say it. Till now, we just thought he said, okay, send it. So he's saying, it's like he said, hit the animal and it'll come. But he never said that. Now this answer he's saying, no, you got to actually say it. And until you actually say, hit it with the stick and it'll come to me, he's not going to be hayav. Therefore, the braita is saying, all he said was, send it to me. Send to me is nothing. You send it, ayedin, eved, Yad Eved ki Yad Rabo, it belongs to the Mashiach still, nothing to talk about. Or the Mishnah that said, Hayav Shoel, because he told them, hit it and sit the animal and let it come to me. Oh, when you actually say it, then already it's a different thing. Originally, the first answer the Levites to the Rabbi is like, you didn't even say that. It's just assumed, just when you say, send me the animal. Send me the animal means like, hit it and it'll come by itself. Now we're saying, no. If you didn't say that, Bifirush, he's not going to accept the part of his responsibility. So for the Braita, he didn't say Beferush, that's why Patur. The Mishnah, he said it Beferush, it's like hit it in the country by itself. There was Hayam Medin Arev, from the law of Arev. Beautiful. Ditma, now we see a proof. Hashileni Paratcha. Guy says, let me account. Va'amale biyadmi. How is it going to come to me? Va'amale hekisha b'makil v'tabo. And he clearly told him, hit it with a stick, and it'll come to me.
Good. So therefore you see clearly you have to say it. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abba, Abu Amar Rav. Kivan sheyatzat mirshut mashil v'meta hayav. Very good. Once it leaves the possession of the mashil, he told him, hit it, and it's going to come to me. Then already the shoel is going to be hayav. So he's clearly, you see over here, you have to say it. Ne'ma Messiah, let's bring another proof. Let's bring a proof to this. Hashileni paratcha, same story. Let me account. V'amala v'amale biyadmi. How do you want me to get to you? V'amale hekisha b'makev itavo. Kevan sheyatzat mirshut mashil v'meta hayav. So you have a proof to that point. Ne'ma Messiah. Yes. So comes the Gemara and says, now the Gemara is saying, whenever it says Ne'ma Messiah, can we bring a proof from this statement? Ne'ma Messiah, seemingly it's a good proof. The Gemara is saying, no, for me, you cannot bring a proof. Why? Amar of Asher, Hachav Ma'askinan, Kegon Shaita Hatzeros Shil Shoel, Lifnim Hatzeros Shil Mashil. The case of it was a different case. The chatzer of the shoel and mashil overlapped. That means the chatzer of the mashil was on the outside, facing the shoot rabim, and the chatzer of the shoel was behind it. So therefore, which means you had a chatzer back to back to each other, and therefore the Gemara says dechim mishalchala. In that case, when you're sending it vaday lehatam azla, for sure it's going to get there. Jeez. You want to bring it ayah? Oh, bring it ayah. When you tell the guy, hit the animal and send it, I'm accepting by myself ahrayut. So we always understood the case, the animal's roaming in the middle of the street. Therefore, when he tells him to hit it, it's like telling a guy, throw your money in the ocean, and I accept upon myself, hit the animal, and the animal's going to come by itself. That's why it's hayab. So, nah, you have no ayah in this case. This case is talking about where it's automatically going to come to his field. Because the chatzer of the mashil is on the outside by the shutarabim, and behind it is the chatzer of the shoel. So all I got to do is hit the animal, all the animal's got to go straight. It's guaranteed to walk into his field. In that case, I'll say, the shoel accepts upon himself responsibility, because his chatzer is going to be kodef and automatic, because it's going to go straight. But in a regular case, maybe, of where the guy's got to, the animal's got to roam in the middle. Who says he wants to accept upon himself for responsibility? Who says? Look at Rashi. Lifnim mechatzeros shel mashil. Shechatzeros shel mashil petuchad reshut rabim. The chatzer of the mashil is open up to reshut rabim. The chatzer of shel lifnim memen. The chatzer of shel is behind it. Upetuchad lechatzeros. It's open to chatzer of the mashil. She'en nechnasim biyosim lechatzeros shel shoel ela derech chatzeros shel mashil. Which means you cannot get to the shoel only if you go to the mashil. דעתם סמך דעתי לשואל ומשיעי עמידו הבעלים לפניה לתותן לצד חצרו של שואל. Once he directs the animal straight וחתל ומעלה בחותרה and he hits the animal on the head with the stick, ודאי להתם לי, אתה, where is he going to run? והוא זה משעבד שואל נפשה. That's what the shoel is משעבד himself. אבל אם הייתה סליחה לבוא דרך רשות הרבים, but if the animal has got to walk with the rabim to navigate his way to the חצר, even if he tells him, hit the animal and let it come to you. What? The animal is just going to go roam over here? You had a good ayah. Oh, he says, slam me your animal. And he says, how do you want me to bring it to you? Oh, hit it with the stick. Oh, so you see that? When you hit it with the stick, he's mishabed himself to unseen. That's a special case over there. That's a case where it's guaranteed going to come into his chatzer. His chatzer is right behind the chatzer of the mashir. In that case over there, of course, mishaber himself. Where can the animal roam? But in a regular case where the animal can roam in the middle of the shoot of the beam, who says mishaber himself? So the Gemara says, Yahi, my lememra. Then what's the hadush of this baita, by the way? It's one of course. What's the hadush then? The chatzer is right behind. Of course, when he says, hit the animal and come to me. Of course, he's mishabed himself. What do you need to tell me? That's no chedush in that case. Gemara says there is a chedush. Lo tzericha di'ika gaziyata. There's like
nooks and crannies.
Nooks and crannies. That's exactly what it is. The chatzir mashil zaviyot, which means in the mashil's field, there's like little corners that the animal can get lost in those corners. So therefore, you would have thought, Ma'udetema lo samcha da'ate. He not sumech da'ate, except responsibility. Dilma kaimahatam. Maybe the animal is going to get stuck in those little nooks and crannies of the field of the mashil and never get to him. Atya velo atya. Azla de'enjan, it's not going to come to him. Kamashmalan de samcha da'ate. Kamashmalan. That is so mechdad. Because again, we thought the Ridgey is easy case. Straight open fields. You hit the animal, it's going to go straight in. Of course, so mechdad. It's not so simple. The Mashiach's field was a little windy and it had some, you know, hiding places and stuff like that. So all of a sudden, he thought, okay, hit it. I would say, maybe I'm not so mechdad because he's going to think that the animal's going to get lost in one of those coves, in one of those, things. That's not going to get to him. Therefore, maybe he's not going to accept upon himself. Acharyutav. Onzi. Kamash malan. The fields are back to back. He don't care about, he's not worried about the little coves over there, and therefore he says, Sumech Da'at. So therefore comes out, what's the review, because this is the end of that piece. We have two ways of learning our Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah was, he sends the cow with the Ebed. The Gemara had an obvious question. Sending the cow with the Ebed. And I say, send it. Send the cow. Why am I Hayav and Onsi? There's no Kinyan over here. I didn't, till it gets to me. Especially if it's an Eved Kana'ani, it's still by the Mashil. Oh, Eved Evri. Okay, Eved Evri, we can understand. Eved Evri, and I told you to send it. So that means I'm accepting upon myself. How are you? Second answer is even Eved Kana'ani. Right, that's the answer. Even Eved Kana'ani. And I'm giving you the bottom line answer. And what did I tell the owner? Hit the animal and let it come to me. Oh, so how does that work? Hit the animal and let it come to me. Just like if I say, take your money and throw it in the ocean, or take your money and give it to that guy's a matana, I accept upon myself ahlayut. Similarly, if I say, hit the animal and let it come to me. Also, the Gemara, try to bring it ayah. You see a brayta that says, hit the animal, come to me, it's hayab. Not so fast. That was somebody's case where it was an automatic. The two fields were back to back with each other. That's why it's sumichdat. You want to say a big hadushirav. You want to see if it's a hit the animal and come to me via kishuchan abin. That's already a big hadush that he's going to be so big. So you have no ra'ya from the actual braita. Comes the Gemara continues. Point that out, by the way. Because you can ask me a question. You could say, really, these cases are not similar. When a person tells his friend, throw the money in the ocean, the money's getting lost. Therefore, I'm accepting upon myself responsibility when I say, I'll pay you. Here, when I say, hit the animal, yeah, true, hit the animal, but you have to remember, it's walking with an avid. So maybe, since it's working with an Eved, I'm not so mechda'at to mechayev myself, because bottom line, your animal's being protected. Pshat is, when you send it with an Eved, you can't trust an Eved. Sending it with an Eved, they're not responsible to Eved, especially an Eved Kana'ani. Therefore, it's like sending it to Ibud. Therefore, it's not considered a Shemirah. The Eved doesn't help. By the way, sending it alone and sending it with an Eved, there's not too much difference. So therefore, it's like going in the ocean. That's the way the advice says. En lesmoch al eved sheyishmor kara'uy. Destam abadim nesha'im him. Okay? And ve'od, he says, if he's going to lose it, ve'od, she'im tepasid apra en le mamon neshalem. They have no liability. They don't care. You can't take any money from me. I'm not liable. Okay, I lost your animal. I have to pay. I have no money to pay. So he has no benefit or no incentive to watch the animal. Normally I watch an animal and say, no, if I don't watch it right, I have to pay. Here, it has nothing anyway. So therefore, you can't trust Abadim. So that's why it's like you're throwing those. That's the logic why the Rav holds, even with a Shomer, it's not going to make a difference. First, you don't have a Shomer over there. It's like, bottom line, you're telling the animal, you're telling the owner, take your animal and throw it in the public domain and let it find me. Wow, you really want me to do that? Yeah, then you mean you're accepting upon yourself responsibility if you're telling me to do that. That's the deal over here. Comes the Gemara and continues, Amar Avuna Shuel Kardom Mechavero. New point. Guy borrows a hatchet from his friend. Makabo, he uses it to break something. Kena'o. That point is kone it. Now we're assuming that you don't become a borrower till you actually use it. Lo makabo, lo kena'o. You actually use it yet? You're not kone. Lemai, what are you talking about? Kena'o, what are you talking about over here? Ilema le onsin. If you tell me to be hayav onsin like a shoel, my shena para de mishat sheela, which means when it comes to the cow, you don't have to use the cow. Once the cow comes into your domain, you're a shoel. Once you took possession of the axe,
You're Hayav. What do I care if I use it or not? So the Gemara says, you're right, it's not for that. By the way, you're right. Once you take the axe, you're Hayav and Onsi. Ela lehazara. When, until what point can the Mashil back out? Bakabo, once already the Shoel starts using it, lo matzeh hadar be Mashil. Too late, that's already Mashil cannot back out. Lo bakabo matzeh Mashil hadar be. All right, new point. Until what point, I lent you something. I said, oh, I changed my mind. Too late, I used it. To use it already, I said, you already used it. But you didn't use it, I can back out. That's for the Chazaradin. So comes the Gemara and says, Ufniga de Rabbi Ami. This deen we just read over here is going against Rabbi Ami. The Amar Rabbi Ami, Hamashil Kardom Shel Hegdesh Ma'al Lefi Tovat Hana'a Shebo Vehabero Mutar Lebaka Bo Lecha Tehila. Let's do a case over here. I have an axe, a hatchet. It's of Hegdesh. It's Kodesh. I'm the Mashil. I lend it to you. The second I lend it to you, the deen is, I'm Hayab Me'ilah. Because I took it out of the Shut Hekdesh and gave it to the Shoel. Now, you as the Shoel, you can use it immediately. Because once already, it's not, once already I'm Mu'il Behekdesh, it goes to Hulin. And therefore, you can use it immediately. That's the deen of Hekdesh. Good? I'll say it again. I have an axe of Hekdesh. I'm the Mashil. I lend it to you. The second I lend it to you, the deen is I'm Hayab Me'ila. By the way, let me speak out clearly. He didn't know it was Hekdesh. Me'ila and Hekdesh is only Hayav Mishogig. I lend it to you. The second I give it to you, I'm Hayav, and you can use it now, because now it's not Hekdesh anymore. Because once I make Me'ila, it goes to Olin. What are you talking? If you're telling me that I can back out until you use it, just give it to me back, and nothing happens. Why am I Hayav automatically? So Gibra says, Why are you telling me that the guy can use the axe to Katayla? Return it, and therefore you'll not be Hayav, it won't be Koneet, and will not be Mo'el. Because if you're telling me that the Mash'il can retract until the time he uses it, so you did nothing yet. I can still retract, so therefore nothing happened. Ela must be that, no, must be that this is arguing on the first shita. The first shita says, I can retract until he uses it. But this shita must hold. Once you give it, you can't retract, no backseas, it's over. Therefore, Ne'ilah is done already, so that you have a mahloket. So Gemara says, Ufliga de Rabbi Azar. It's also arguing Rabbi Azar. Why? Let's just read that she's on this case over here. Let's just read that she's first Ma'al. Once the guy gives the hatchet over to the Shoel Ma'al, Hamashil. לשלם להקדש קרן שנהנה בהשאלתו. Now, oh, this is the point I forgot to tell you. It's the main point. Okay, I'm Mo'el. I gave it to you. I have to pay. What do I pay? What's the Me'ilah over here? I just gave you an axe. How much do I have to pay Hekdesh? The price of the axe?
Yeah.
No.
You're
getting it. I'm getting the axe back. It's my axe still.
Appreciation?
No. I have to pay the Torah Tana'a. How much Hana'a would I receive now because I lent you something? You're gonna reciprocate. So the Torah Tana'a, the benefit that I receive back by lending an axe to somebody, you have to put that in a monetary number. And whatever it is. Which means, no, I lent you, how much would you do me a favor now? You know what? If I asked you to borrow $50 now, would you lend me $50? No, I'm not lending you $50 because I borrowed your axe once. Would you lend me $22? Yeah. All right, that's the Hana'ah. Figure it out. What's the Tovat Hana'ah, for example, and therefore that you have to pay to Hekdesh. Now she says that. Umay Hana'ah, lefi Tovat Hana'ah shebo. Omdim bo kama u rotze liyot nechsar meshelo la'azik lo ha-shoel Tovat Hana'ah. Which means, how much are you willing to pay to get this Tovat Hana'ah from the Shoel? to have the shu'el owe you something, a favor, how much you're willing to pay? That's the way you're going to calculate it, by the way, okay? Kazu tumata, not the bita.
That's
not the 22,
because
you're getting $20 back.
Exactly. He's saying, how much? I'm lending you an item. Now it's hikdesh, I'm talking. Not loan. How much I have to pay hikdesh? Good. The habero, continue Rashi, mutal lebakeya bo lechitahila. His friend can even cut it, look at Tayla. Even though now, when it came to Zen, he knows it's like this already. Too late. You gave it to me. Gave it to me. He can even start using it. Why? She became much a shagag boamashi. Since he was shogeg, what happens? The item goes out. So the Gemara asks the question. Which means, if you're telling me that the guy can back out, which means, even though he made Meshicha, so then why is it Chayav? Let him just give it back to him and nothing happened. Eli, you see what? Once the Shu'il makes Meshicha, finished, the Shu'il cannot back out, and then we see it's arguing on the first opinion. Similarly, the Gemara says, that what? Upliga de Rebbe Azar, the Amar Rebbe Azar, Kedele shetiknu Meshicha belekuchot, kach tiknu Meshicha beshomrim. Very good. Just like in the Kuchot, in business transaction, when is the kinyan finalized? The meshicha. Similarly, when it comes to shomrin, when is the kinyan of shomrin finalized? Meshicha. After that point, the owner cannot rescind. So therefore, you see another shita that holds meshicha is the finality of the shomer. Ben for backing out, and now ben for the case of hegdesh. That therefore, once he got it, hegdesh ready to me'ila, and therefore he cannot give it back. So, but I try to support what you just said. Kesher shetichnu meshicha belekuchot, katichnu meshicha beshomrim. That just like we have a tekana meshichas koneh in lekuchot in business transaction, so too when it comes to a shomer, the second he makes meshicha, it's his. Ushem shekarka niknit bekesef ubishtarub hazaka. And just like when it comes to acquiring land, there's three ways to acquire land. What's the three ways to acquire land? Kesef, money. Shtar is a document, and hazakah. Hazakah is you either lock the door, you build the fence, right? Like we said over there. Good. Kach sechirut nikne bekesef u'mishtaru hazakah. Oh. I borrow or I rent animals or vessels. Now I understand how I could borrow a vessel or rent vessels with kesef. I give you money and I rent. I understand how I can do it with a shtar. I write a shtar up. How do I rent an animal with hazakah? Sechirut may avite. What's the question? Leaknot ad shiyimshoch umay hazakah belo meshicha meshkahate. Which means, if it's an animal, how do I kone an animal for sechirut? I pull the animal. Moshech. You say no. I can be kone with hazakah. How do you make a hazakah without being moshech? By fields, hazakah, I understand. Just build a fence around the field. How do you make a hazakah by an animal without making meshicha? Meaning, once I made meshicha, I don't need hazakah. I made meshicha. How do you make hazakah on an animal? Amar Rav Chisda, sechirut karka. The case is talking about where you rented real estate. I rented your house. Ashi, sechirut karka, hiskid lo beto, mishenatan lo kesef, either when you give me the money, the rental, or shikadvu lo ba'alim beti mushkan lecha, I wrote a shtar, umose lo, Ashtar gives him the shtar, or shazik mo socher, I moved into the house, I locked the door, no one come back out, just like on the transaction of fields, when I'm selling it to you, kesef shtar hazaka, renting you a field, also, I can rent it to you on one of the three kinyanim, you pay me the rent, bingo, it's yours. You write me a shtar. My field is sechur to you. Gives him over the shtar. Or he makes a...
So there's no such thing as hazakah on an animal?
No. Again, you get what I'm saying? If it's a metaltelin, you make meshicha. Finish. There you go. What's hazakah? And it's about when you're renting property. Renting property, just like you're buying property, it's kesef shtar hazakah. Renting is also kesef shtar and hazakah. What's the hazakah of a property? Put a lock on the door. Okay, new story. Amar Shmuel, Hayman de gazil habisa de tamre mechavero. Guy stole a
bundle of dates that were attached to each other. In the olden days, they used to sell bundles of dates in groups of 50. Okay, like a cake of dates, 50 apiece. Ve'it ba hamishim tamre. Okay. Agav hadadi. There are agav hadadi. I'm sorry. Agav hadadi mizdaben binun nechi hada. If you sell them as a bunch, they sell 50 for the price of 49. So the guy now can make some money when he sells it. He'll sell it for an extra one. So they sell it as a quantity. You get 50 for the price of 49. Okay? However, hada hada, but if you buy one at a time, mizdabin bin nun, then you got to pay one per. So it costs you 50. It's a wholesale and retail, right? You get a discount when you buy it in the bundle. Okay, that's the rule. Okay, now what happened over here? So, he stole it. He stole the bundle. Now there's two prices over here. How are you going to calculate?
You break them up.
Then. Right, do I pay the price of a bundle? Now I'm a thief. Do I pay 49? Or do I pay 50? How do you calculate it? So Gemara says, Haluk, lehidyot mishalem hamishim nichi hada. Hidyot, if I stole from a regular guy, I'm a regular thief from a common guy, you pay the discounted price. However, lehikdesh mishalem hamishim v'chumshayu. I have to pay for the 50 as I sold them individually, plus a fifth. Which means hikdesh, there's no discounts for hikdesh. Hikdesh, you stole from hikdesh, you got to pay the higher price. That rule.
And
the homish, of course. And the homish of the higher price. Because when you steal from hikdesh, it's married. I got to make kid in the homish. Now, Mashe'enkin b'mazik. Mashe'enkin, when it comes to mazik, if you were mazik something of hikdesh, you didn't steal it, you just damaged it. Delo mishalem chumsha. In that case over there, you don't pay a fifth. Okay? Damaging hikdesh is no penalty of a fifth. How do you know that? Damar mor. Ish ki yochal kodesh. Only when you eat hikdesh, or you benefit from hikdesh, that's when you got to pay chumash. Not the mazik. Mazik, I didn't get any benefit. Therefore, you just have to pay the keren and not the chumash. Good? Okay. Matkif la rabbi ba'i bar abaye lehidyot amay mishalem hamishim nichi hada. Why do you get the discounted price when you stole it from a hidyot? That you pay, you know, for the 49 of them, you have to pay for why? Nemale ana hada hada va mizdabin alu. The guy can say, you stole it from me, I was going to sell them
one at a time.
One at a time, I was making 50. Well, you're paying me less. Let the guy that got stolen from give this claim. Amar Rav Rabbi Rabbi Yoshua, something like the Baba Kama. Shamin bet se'a be'ota sadeh tenan. If you remember, we learned in Baba Kama by the nezik of shin. Animal goes into somebody else's field, eats a row of the field. Now, there's two ways to calculate how much do I owe now. Animal damage, I got to pay.
Yes.
If I'm going to pay retail for what he ate, it's going to be expensive. But if I calculate it over the course of the whole field, how much does the field depreciate because this one row is not there? A guy's not going to depreciate the field so much because one row over a large quantity. So the deed over there in Baba Kama is he pays the discounted price. So you see over here rule, when it comes to hidyot, when it comes to damaging, you know, Mante's fellow, the deen is, you go easy on him. You don't make him pay the higher, but you make him pay the cheaper. Again, if you're telling me how much is the row worth on its own, the row's, it's worth $1,000 of damage. But over the course of the whole field, maybe I'm only going to discount the field $500 when I'm selling it
average.
The average of the whole field. Therefore, pay $500. So you see, when it comes to a man that damages or steals from his fellow, you pay the cheaper of the two prices. Similarly over here, there's two prices for his dates. You got the 50 and you got the 49 price. Pay the 49 price. Let's read that Nashi now. Shamin bet se'a be'otah sadeh tenan. Gabin is the king deshen be Baba Kama. Ki yev'ir ish sadeh o kerem. Tanan, ketzav mishalim et mashe zika. How do you pay when it damaged? Shamin betse abro. That's betse a certain like acreage of the field. Kama ita yafeh. How much was it worth before? Vekama hi yafa. Now how much is it worth now? Ve'em medaktikin yot shamin ha'achila lebada. You don't look at the actual what it ate alone. Meaning, if he was going to sell the whole field, what's the depreciation from this one row? He's not going to leave because one row is the damage. They'll settle for a little discount. He's not going to, you know, they get a big discount. Good, so what do you see over here? That when it comes to man to his fellow, we're lenient on the other payments. Comes again, Gemara says, remember, the Savar Shemuel. Where was Shemuel? Din hediot lav kedin gavoa dami. Who made this statement? Is this Shemuel's statement? Yes, Amor Shemuel. Shemuel's the rabbi that said, Hekdesh, higher price, hediot, lower price. So Yehuda says, does Shemuel really hold that? That there's two prices, one for hediot and one for gavoa, one for Hekdesh? The memra, the sabbat Shemuel, din hediot lav kedin gavoa. Now we have a Mishnah. Okay, story. Natal Evan Okora Mehigdesh. Guy took a stone or a beam that belonged to Hekdesh. Lo Ma'al. You're taking it, it's not Me'ila. Now stop right there, why not? The Chaura, once I took it, I made Meshicha, it went out of Hekdesh.
Put it back.
No, no backseats. Well, what you take it, you take it. I picked it up. So that she's talking about, it's talking about the gizbar of Hekdesh, the treasurer of Hekdesh, that the item is by him already. I mean, the stuff stays in his house. So when the gizbar picks it up,
he didn't do anything.
It's in his possession from the beginning. It's his, right. He's in charge, he administers it. Oh, but what happens? Natna lechavero, he changed the possessions. Hu ma'al, the gizbar makes me'ila, the chavero lo ma'al. Absolutely not. The Havero now, once he gets it, it's not Hekdesh anymore. Good? Bena'a betoch beto lo ma'al. If let's say the Gizbar puts the beam in his house, again, lo ma'al, because it's still in his house, still in his possession. He didn't do anything yet to be nehene. Ad shi yadur tahtea b'shave peruta. Until he sits under the roof now, shave peruta's worth of hana'a, however long it is, now he's going to be hayab. You're just putting it in his roof is not enough, because it's still in his shoot. But now you benefit. How do I benefit? I use the beam now as a roof. You sat there for 5 minutes, or whatever it is, you're going to be hayab. Continue. V'yativ Rabbi Abhu, Kamed Rabbi Yohanan, V'yativ V'ka'amar, Mishemid D'Shmuel. From this case of Hekdesh, they deduced the halakha in the name of Shmuel. Zot omeret, this teaches us hadar b'chatzer havero shelom medato sarich lehalot lo schar. You go live in your friend's house without him knowing, you have to pay him. Remember, we had this whole sugya in Baba Kama, ze nehene veze lo chaser. We had a case over there. I go in the guy's house, he doesn't rent it out anyway, so therefore I go live in the guy's house.
You don't live there.
You're not losing anything, you weren't renting it out anyway. So we said, normally you don't got to pay. Right? However, in this case over here, from the fact that you see by Hekdesh, the guy puts it in the roof, and he sits under the roof for a couple of seconds, that's considered a Me'ila, which means ze nehene veze lo chaser. I didn't do anything to the beam itself. The beam is still the same place. The beam remains intact. But still, you see what? That getting the hana'a, you got to pay for that now. Now you're mo'el. So similarly, what do I care if you're not chaser? Bottom line, I was nehene by living in your house, so I got to pay. Shmuel said this, by the way. So you see what? He equates din hekdesh to din hediot. Hey, you just told me that din ekdesh and din yud have different rules. You just told me what?
When it comes, here you got to pay 50 to the hejot, to the hekdesh. To the hejot, 49. Different laws. But here you see, he equated them. That's the question. Let's read Rashi in this case. Let's go all the Rashi. You've got to read. Natal Evid. The Masechet Hagigah, Parchinan. Mechti, the Gemara in Hagigah asks, Mishkal Shekleh. He took the rock. Mali Bina'ahu, Mali Natal Haberu. What's the difference if he gave it to someone? Once he picks up the rock, it should be Hayav. Vukimna, the Gemara said, Begizbal. It's talking about the administrator of Ekdesh. The treasurer, Shabne Kodesh Mesurinlo. The Ekdesh is by him already, Askinan. Tebelaba Achinami Bershuto Avemanha. It was in his possession from the beginning. Hilkak Loma Albagwat. Just picking it up is not going to be enough. Natnala Havero. What do you do? Hotzi Al Lechodin. When you give it to your friend, Yahayav Chodin, Yahayav, Shekan O Havero Matanato, Fuyishan Ekdesh, and he has to pay Ekdesh. Benaag Gizbar Letuch Beto. The Gizbar built it in his house. Loma Al. We just put it over a skylight. So you didn't really change the item, so you didn't really benefit from the item. But when you live under a beam for a couple of seconds, ma'al, that's the key. Even though the beam is intact, I didn't do anything to the beam. Hadar, so I can learn from there. Hadar b'chaser havero shelo midat ba'arim. I live in the guy's house without his knowledge. Sarich la'alot lo schar. Afilu b'chaser lo kaima le'agra. Even in a house that doesn't normally rent. So I didn't cause you any loss. Da'ava le'zenene v'zo l'chaser. Da'acha shelo midat ekdesh dar. But here, I didn't tell Hekdesh. I'm benefiting from Hekdesh. Without telling it, so to speak, meaning I'm using Ekdesh, right? And what? V'kama d'meshalem ne'ilah l'Ekdesh. And if I have to pay Ekdesh. So similarly, what do I see from over here? Shema amina yalif ejot me'Ekdesh. That means Shemuel compares it yod to Ekdesh. Get the analogy good. In Ekdesh, it's the same case. Zenehene, I'm benefiting. Shelomi data, Ekdesh doesn't know, so to speak, Ekdesh doesn't know. I'm benefiting from it. I didn't change the item. And I'm Hayav. Similarly, I go to my friend's house. He doesn't know I'm there, but I'm benefiting from it. That's what Shmuel said. So Shmuel, what do you see? You're equating Ekdesh and Hedyot. You just made a Hiduk. So the Gemara says, Hadar be Shmuel Mahi. He retracted from that. From this last statement over here?
Zotomeret.
From Zotomeret, equating. Really, Shmuel holds. You can go into the guy's house. You don't got to pay him anything. And really, Ekdesh is different. Because the Ekdesh is not the same rules. So the Gemara says, how do you know he retracted from this statement of Ekdesh, comparing it to the living in the guy's house? Maybe he retracted from the first statement, when it came to the 50 and the 49 with the dates. How do you know which statement he retracted from? Gemara says, lo, ma'i hadar be. He retracted from the last statement. How do I know? Kederava, Amar Rava, Hekdesh shelo midat, kehediot midat dami. Which means Hekdesh shelo midat is like hediot midat. Meaning like this. What's hediot midat? I go to a guy. Can I live in your house?
No.
So now. If I have to pay the guy. Hekdesh shelo midat is like hediot midat. Let's read it in Rashi. Rashi will say it. Rashi's language is. Look at Hadar b'shul mahi. Ve'lo yalif mina Hadar b'chatzir chaveru shelo midat. Esu malam atehash shemini lehagad. De'lo masvi din ojot kehekdesh. Kehediot midat ami. Shehekdesh munach lemol lakol haba. Ve'en mocheh biyado, meaning Ekdesh is there for the taking. Anybody can take Ekdesh. And mihayam mi'ilah ve'rachmana amar man demitaneh lim'ol. Anybody that benefits is going to mo'el ve'rachmana yada. Hashem knows. So therefore, you can't compare and say, oh, just like a guy going to his house, he doesn't know. No, Ekdesh, somebody knows.
Hashem knows. Originally, the idea was, hey, just like you took it from Hekesh, the guy doesn't know, but bottom line, you're benefiting, you have to pay. So too, when I go to the guy's house and he doesn't know, so I'm benefiting, I got to pay. No. Shemuel retracted from that. Because Shemuel really owes that what? Hekdesh shelo midat is really like that.
There's no such thing.
Because Hekdesh owes midat. Because you took it from, just like if I go take something from a person, midat, I got to pay him. So similarly over here, therefore you see what? I cannot make a, there's no comparison between Hekdesh and Hidyot, and therefore Shemuel holds that the Dima are different, hence 549 for Hidyot, 50 for Hekdesh. Hekdesh, I put it on the roof, I sit under it for a couple of minutes, because it's like taking it from Borei Olam, it's like stealing it from Borei Olam, it's Midat. When I go to the guy's house, therefore there's not going to be, I'm not going to be, I have to pay in that case. Let me just read the words over here. There's taking something without the da'at of Hekdesh is like taking something from Hidyot midat, which means like nehenem min hidyot midato, ki kadosh baruch hu yodei ma'asav ve'ilu dar ba'asosh al bidato. If a guy went into his friend's house, no, and the Balabai, let's say, didn't say anything. Hayav patur. Ubchodz b'chei yoseh b'zeh b'egdesh hu hayav. Which means...
it's impossible without that.
Right. Which means, if I went into my friend's house, and he knew about it. He knew about it. And he didn't say anything.
Does he care or not? Stop knowing. It's care.
Watch. That's right. So, which means, even though he knows about it, I can still be patur. I can still be patur.
He doesn't care.
If he doesn't care. Mashi'en ken, by God... but Hekdesh, he always cares. That's which is Hekdesh, Shelo Midat, is Midat, meaning he's Makbid. So therefore, if I was going to be Hayav, that's the way he explains it. Therefore, you cannot learn the cases to each other.